Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today is Sunday, the 13th of December, and we have Miss Bonita Adele. And Miss Bonita Adele's music is a unique blend of jazz and R&B, performed in a classic yet updated style. Bonita is also a veteran performer of the jazz clubs in and around her home of Philly, where she's honed her skills as a heartfelt and introspective songwriter. So at this time, I'd like to welcome in my new friend, Bonita Adele. Hi, Bonita.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? I hear a doggy barking in the background.
I know. Sorry about that. Anytime anybody
no
comes
problem.
To the door, but it's probably just leaving a Christmas package.
No problem. I love dogs, so.
Awesome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? How's the weather out there?
Good. You know, I have to tell you, I got a little nervous last night, Bonita, because we've been having some very severe weather, as in
really?
Wind and flooding, and we lost our power last night about 7:15.
I'm sorry.
I know, for about an hour, and then I think the week before last, it was for 24 hours.
Oh my goodness, wow.
I know
you're on the other coast than I am. I'm over on the other coast.
Right, you're in Philly, 3,000 miles away from us. How's the weather out there?
Well, it's 73 degrees today. It's crazy for this time of year. This is nuts. It's never been this warm. I think it's a record. It's crazy for December.
Oh my god.
Like,
that's
Florida
incredible.
Has moved up.
Florida,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That is incredible. I don't know what's going on with our weather. It's actually kind of warm today.
Oh, wow. Seattle's usually not that warm, right? It's usually...
You know,
silly.
I have
well,
to say,
you know?
In November, it was really, really cold, like 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like in the 40s and 50s.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's
that's usually what
strange.
We are, like 40s, 50s.
Right.
It's crazy. This is sick, actually. I mean, for Christmas, it's so bizarre.
73 at Christmas. That must be a real record, my dear.
Very much so.
So I have to tell you and my listeners, I listened to your song, New Mountain, the video.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
uh-huh. My God. It was. You just have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't take credit. God gave it to me. Could have given it to anyone, but he gave it to me. So
well,
hopefully
you
I
are
can do something
just,
useful.
Absolutely. Your voice is just angelic. And that was a beautiful, just a beautiful song. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you. Neil McCoy wrote it. I didn't. I write a lot of my stuff, but that song just touched my heart, and I redid it. So he, good writer, you know.
Very nice. I know it really touched me as well.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad people like it. People seem to be really receiving it well. I'm surprised. I mean, it's like, wow, I can't believe how many people love this song.
It just speaks to you. I mean, it's just such a beautiful mm-hmm. song. The lyrics are really nice, and your voice is, oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you, tell our listeners a little bit more about you and where you started and what you've been doing this year and maybe a little bit about your plans for 2016.
I basically got started. I always did music, sang. My mom was a little singer in England. My parents were British, and I was born in Canada, actually, near Toronto. So then we moved to upstate New York, Rochester. I kind of have a upstate New York accent now, but I went to school there. I'm kind of a displaced person. I've been all over. And and then I moved to Philly kind of after college. But I started basically when I was young. You know, I could always sing. My dad would, you know, we'd go to church and he'd put me on a little box and I'd sing in church. And then I got more proficient. And then I went through school and, you know, in choirs, but they always put me out in front because I had a pretty strong voice. So I would go through school like that. Then I went to school I got a biochem degree and one in nursing as well. I'm a nurse, an RN as well. So, but my voice was I had a voice minor at the Eastman School of Music in upstate New York. It's a pretty prestigious school. You know, we did opera and that kind of stuff, but that was my minor. So I've always kind of done music on the side, you know, like I've been a nurse and into science and medicine, but I sort of straddle two worlds. It's kind of strange. It's sort of, it
talks
to me, though, I think,
completely different worlds, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you got the strict scientific, like, memorizing, that kind of stuff, and then you've got the more creative side in the music, you know, business. So, but it's very weird because the hours are so bizarre. Like, I'm basically get up early and go to work and then, you know, come home, whereas music people don't get up till noon. And then they're up real late. So by 10 o'clock, I'm like, you know, falling asleep. It's just an odd world.
Right.
So I straddle
okay.
the line. But, and then, you know, I basically have performed with a lot of different groups and people and duos and trios and swing band orchestras, and which is really fun. And hard, because they don't change the key for you at all, so you have to adapt to the key that it's written in. They won't change the key because there's so many instrumentalists. It's just bizarre. And then I do, I'm now hooked up with a blues guy who I never thought I could do blues, but he heard me in another band and called me and said, you know, would you like to try some blues? I think you'd be really good at it. So we now are a duo, and we're called Aurora Borealis, and we're kind of trying to get gigs out there and stuff. And we sound pretty good together, very different. He's like a biker guy, a lot of tattoos, but we blend nice together, like what we do. So it's just neat. I've done so many different genres, you know. I can't really pigeonhole myself into any of them. I sort of have developed a new crazy pop. So it's, you know, Christian, rock, jazz, pop, country, you know, you name it. I've kind of done it, so...
Wow, that's nice. A big variety, right?
Yep. And I think today, I don't think there's as much in genre anymore. People are sort of breaking out of that now. You can hear that. It's not all, like, country people aren't really true country anymore, you know? They've branched out a lot. So it's different now. It's just different. Nobody's pigeonholed into a genre anymore.
Right. That is
But that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Wow, that is interesting. And I know you're an animal lover as well. You volunteer for animal rescue, foster, and transport.
I do a lot. I network on Facebook, and I know people all over the country. I'm specifically into spaniels because I have springers and cockers, you know, cocker spaniels. But I network and transport at all kinds. I transport for a group on this side in Jersey, the last resort transport, and I do a lot of transports for them of huskies. They rescue huskies from down south. And I do kittens. I take some kittens to a place to get adopted. I do kitties. And I also foster for a couple great organizations. One's Abandoned Angels Cocker Spaniel Rescue in New York City. And I fostered some of their pups. I'm hopefully getting a new one soon. And then Cherish Cockers in Ohio, where I'm actually getting a new pup. I've lost two dogs this year, so... Yeah, I'm missing my baby. So I always usually have four or five in my house. So I'm kind of missing my dogs, and I'd like, to, you know, a couple more in there. So hopefully I'm getting a new one in another week or so. Yeah.
Oh, Bonita, that's fantastic.
It's a tough thing. I try to blend my music with rescue. I've done some benefits for the critters, and I'm trying to get, if I can get a little more notoriety, because people, you know, listen to people with notoriety, with my music, maybe I could help more animals and do more. You know, people might listen to me.
Absolutely. I was just going to ask you if you tie that in at all. That's really cool.
I try. I really do. I would love to get a little more known so people, you know, would listen to me and listen to what's really going on in the world of animal rescue, because it's way... There's so many animals that really are euthanized every year, and they don't have homes. And the situation's actually pretty dire in a lot of places, like California down south. I mean, it's horrible what goes on. So people, I don't think, know the scope of it.
You know, I don't think they do. I have a really good friend actually on the East Coast that does so much with animal rescue, and it just never ends. You know,
it doesn't.
Not enough homes and too many animals. And you're right, California as well. In fact, my neighbor, two doors down, we were driving home a couple of months ago, and I took a double take, and I told my husband, he's got a pig in the yard. Like, we don't live in the city. You know, we live outside the city.
Right.
You know, nice neighborhood and all. And my husband said, no way. They probably just rescued another dog because they do that. And like a week before that, they had this big, beautiful, furry white dog, and then they have a little dog. It's just always a cool dog over there, you know. And so I said, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not seeing things. He definitely has a pig in the yard. So anyway, we went down there a couple hours later, and sure enough, we were introduced to their pet pig, who I just fell in love with.
Is it a potbelly one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so cute. They're actually smarter than dogs. That you can potty train them to go in a litter. They're very smart. They're really, really
smart.
That's
what he said. The little piggy comes on the bed and sleeps with them and plays with the kids, and then they do their dog rescue. And, in fact, one of the dogs that he just, I think it was this summer, we were asking about his latest dog, just a beautiful, sweet animal. And he said, yeah, I went down to Texas and rescued her. I was like, wow.
Wow, that's a long haul. But we do all over the country. In fact, I was just looking at a video. I promote a lot on I have two Facebook pages, Benita Adele with the music and then Bonnie Adele, kind of separate, more personal. I put a lot of animal rescue stuff on there. And I just saw Wings of Hope. Basically, they're all volunteer pilots, like PAWS pilots and PAWS. They fly all these animals all over. They just did a rescue. 1,000 dogs they got saved and out of shelters into homes, which is phenomenal. That's the biggest rescue they ever did of all them dogs. I think they're a wonderful organization to, you know, donate to and help out. But there's so much you can do. I wish I had millions of dollars. You know, there's so much I would do. There's just so much I would do. And I would get involved in more legislation and stuff because it's pretty antiquated. Like, believe it or not, like, for instance, Hawaii, even though it's one of our states, they really have very poor laws for protecting animals there. They have mass slaughters of cats, like stray cats and everything. They won't fund, like, cat colonies. You know, actually, trapping, spaying, and neutering of cats really is the best way to stop the population. Because what happens is cats have a territory. So if you've got a colony in a territory that's spayed and neutered, no other cats will come in there, and eventually that colony will die out. Well, if you keep spaying and neutering all these colonies, eventually they're all just going to fade out, you know, except for house pets and things. So you won't have as many strays, and it's been proven over and over again that works way better than mass slaughtering them. Because if you mass slaughter a colony, what's going to happen is another cat colony that's not spayed and neutered is just going to infiltrate that territory then. So you're not solving anything, you know. It's really pathetic and very, very sad what goes in, you know, on in a country with our vast wealth that we waste on so many things. Like, you cannot control animal population. I mean, it's disgusting.
I agree.
It really is. So I don't know. I don't know what I could do, but I have a big mouth, so I guess I can go talk and tell people about it.
You know, sometimes, Bonita, that's what it takes, you know.
Yep.
Exactly what it takes. Well, you just have a lot going on, being a nurse and a performer and your animal rescue. You're a busy lady.
I am. I try to keep busy. Well, isn't that what it's all about, you know?
That's
every
right.
Every day above ground is a good one, so.
I agree with you. So do you get to travel and perform a lot, like, around the country? Are you well-known on the East Coast?
Sort of around Philly and New Jersey and a little bit in New York. I've been to Nashville. I performed a couple times there. I got hooked up with a Christian place, HMG. They're pretty good. They do a lot of mostly promoting, and they have their own kind of niche of radio stations, you know, that they promote you to. And, you know, it's good. So I've gotten kind of involved in the Christian market a little bit, too, because somebody suggested I would be good for that. But basically, you know, I'm trying to get more gigs. I'd like to get out there and just perform a lot more. I mean, I do play a little flute, so we're trying to incorporate that in my little blues thing. And I play some piano, so, you know, I'm trying to get better at those things because I can honestly say I'm more of a vocalist than anything else. But, you know, I do play those things a bit. So, I don't know. I would love to play more. I'd love to get out and play more gigs, you know. So, if anybody wants me to play somewhere, I'll come out there and play.
I know. Your voice is just amazing. Now, do you write your own songs? You mentioned that a little bit earlier.
I do. This particular song, I didn't. The Michael Stover Group, you know, and Laura Patterson, who has Star One Indie Radio, that's where I kind of got started with all that New Mountain. I have a song, Unfinished Business. It's been original, and that's been on their Star One Radio and on the DRT charts. Kind of parallels Billboard, I guess it does, for the digital stuff an indie artist, but that got really good reviews. I got up to number 4 for like 16 weeks or something. So I'm kind of, this is, you know, kind of a R&B, very R&B flavor song. And then I've written a number of other songs, Christian, non-Christian. I have one called Joey B. There's a hokey video with that, but it's actually, people actually like that silly thing. It was one of the first videos I ever did. But the song
I love it.
And I wrote a song called Happy Hour in Heaven, which you can see my video on that. That's a Christian song. And it's kind of a fun perception of what going to heaven is like. Happy Hour in Heaven, you know, who you're going to meet up there and what's going to happen. And I have a new song that I'm working on. It's almost done, called Bitty Bitty Bay. Real modern take on love, you know, meeting at Match.com and all that stuff, and about cell phones and internet and all that. Kind of fun.
That is very cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I write, you know. I like, I prefer singing the songs I write. It's just easier than getting the rights to somebody else's song, but that's what a lot of people do. But I do like covers. I even sing in a bit of Spanish on my last CD. Cornucopia, which is actually at Starland Indie Records and Reverb Nation and stuff. I did a song, a remake of Ed Ace 2, and I made it.
Oh, wow.
So I do a little of that, too.
Super talented lady, that's for sure.
I'm an enigma. I don't know.
Absolutely. You'll have to get out here so I can meet you in person.
I would love to come there. Seattle sounds really
I love
beautiful. Never been out there.
Oh, you'd love it. It's nice. It's really nice.
What kind of music is popular there, though? Because really, Philly is the place for R&B and soul, you know. So what's out there?
You know, kind of a little of everything. I mean, there's a lot of transplants out here, like from California and that. And, a lot, kind of, I would say, a little bit of everything. Country, to me, is not very big out here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
think
can
really
honestly say
more...
I don't think it is in Philly either, because it's a predominantly R&B, kind of McFadden, Whitehead area, you know, that's kind of,
I would say the kind of the same out here. Not a lot of country, you know. Back in the 90s, it was grunge and that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But just contemporary, I guess, you know. But,
well,
yeah,
cool.
It's pretty
cool.
So what do you think of social media today, Bonita?
Is that
a good avenue for you, do you think, with your music and everything?
It is for music. It is for music in some ways, but in a lot of ways. I don't know, you know, people who are non-musical might not know. I mean, it sort of destroyed the sales of music for people. Like, people might download a song, but they're not buying anywhere near the number of CDs. That's why a lot of these artists, even older mainstream artists that used to be popular, now are coming back and doing gigs, because the CD sales just aren't there like they used to be. People are just listening and streaming music now. So in some ways, it's not the best for artists. But in other ways, for new artists to get out there, you know, people can hear new artists, and if they like something, a video or a song, maybe it'll take off, you know.
Even right, you know, that's so interesting, Bonita. I had someone tell me that exact thing yesterday. It's a blessing and a curse, because like you just said, people just aren't really going to the record stores. What record stores? What's a record? You know what I mean? Everything's a CD and online and streaming. And I had someone tell me that those exact words yesterday. I was like, oh my, I never thought about that. You know, people, I don't know if people even realize that.
No, I don't think they do. People who aren't in it, like, you know, people who belong to ASCAP, music writers, you know, when you write music, you basically put your song on ASCAP. So it's copyrighted type of thing. And, you know, and then there's BMI and all those kind of things. But they were, you know, they sent newsletters around, and this very self thing that, you know, they talk about how it sort of hurt the industry. And you have to be creative and think about ways to get yourself out there. That's why people do products a lot more now. Like, they'll get T-shirts with their thing on there, or cups or jewelry or whatever. I don't know, you know, I haven't really thought about what I would do. You know, it would probably be linked to some animal type of rescue stuff, because that's what I do. So I haven't really thought. I have to market myself somehow. But that's hard. You know, that's another whole thing. And you got to remember, most of us who are indie artists don't have the budget that somebody that's in mainstream has. I wish we did, because there's millions, you know, a beautiful, talented indie artists that just never get heard. I work with some of them, instrumentalists who are fantastic. And they're basically slugging away and barely surviving. It's sad. It's very sad. Right. And then I don't know how some of the mainstream artists are good, but I don't know how a lot of them make it. I don't get it. You know, I really don't get it. They must know somebody or have a lot of money or something.
I think it's a little of both, Bonita. I really do. I honestly do. I think it's a little of both.
Yep, it's a tough business. And, I'm a nurse. I love nursing. I mean, I love all mm-hmm. my colleagues. We work our tails off. And what we do mm-hmm. is difficult, you know. It's really hard now.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder. But, you know, if I didn't have that, I mean, that funds my music. And it's kind of crazy, you know. It's sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's sad. I feel bad for people who only rely on music because they're really struggling. They have to be, you know, they have to teach music or they have to sell something in a store or they have to waiter or waitress, you know. I should
That's
say
right.
server now. Oh, my God, I can't say waiter or waitress. Server. but, you know, it's what it is. So if you love your music, then that's what you have to do. You have to love it. You have to not care about the fame, even though it would be nice to get a little bit known.
Right.
It would help my, you know, like I said, it would help the animal rescue thing if I could get a little notoriety. But, you know, you have to do it because you really love it. And that's you know, you do love it, you know. So I'll
Absolutely.
Be doing that for a long time.
Well, I just think you're great, and I'm going to help you get your name out there, Bonita, because you really do have just a beautiful voice, and you're a very cool lady, by the way.
Thank you. Yes,
you're really, really
sweet.
Sure. Hey, could you let everyone know where they can find you online, Bonita, and then later on this afternoon I'll tweet out our interview online, and I'll also let people, you know, kind of let people know where they can find you, because I think you need to get yourself out there, and I am going to help you do that.
I have a website, BonitaAdelMusic.com. It needs to be updated, though, because I got a lot of new things to add to that. It's just, you know, finding the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on Reverb Nation. I think, you know, a lot of people are on Reverb Nation, Bonita Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm on Facebook, Bonita Adele Music. I'm also at Star One Indie Records. I'm on there, one of their artists. And that's where you can get a lot of my music. You can download each song off a couple of my albums, mostly off Cornucopia, which is my third album. Most of the songs are there that you can download. Star One Indie Records, and then you just go to the artist and click on my picture, Bonita Adele, and it'll be all there. And also, I'm on Shine On Records now with the Michael Stover Management Group, which is, thank you, Michael Stover. He's really getting us a lot of press time and interviews, which is great.
He's fantastic.
But, he is fantastic. I've never met him in person, but he's really organized and cool. You know,
mm-hmm.
for my nursing scientific side of it, I like the organization he has. So...
Agree.
But I think I'm on all the things. I told you Shine On, Star One Indie Radio, MiaDelMusic.com, MiaDel on Facebook. Yeah, I think that's it. And I do have a couple albums on CD Baby, but my third one's not on there yet. I haven't really sent
okay.
it there because basically it's already on Shine On and Star One Indie Records. So it's kind of that sort of duplicate. And I think... Basically, through Star One Indie Radio and Records, I think it goes to Amazon automatically and iTunes. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, Bonita, it was just such an amazing interview. It was just so nice to meet you. And a couple of things, I just want to say thank you for all you do in regard to nursing, because we could not live without you. And also, thank you so much for all you do for our beautiful fur babies.
Yes. And the fur babies. <We'll call them>
We love our fur babies. Well, Merry Christmas, Bonita, and thank
Merry
you again
Christmas
very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was
God
a lot
bless.
Of fun.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A great Christmas, my friend.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bonita. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. So again, everyone, that was Miss Bonita Adele. And you can definitely find her online. And again, I did have some time this week to listen to her beautiful music. And I know you guys will feel the same way as I do. Really, really beautiful voice and actually really nice lyrics, too. So I think you guys will be touched. So that's Bonita Adele. And thanks, everyone in the chat room, for joining us and all of our friends for listening. I hope everybody has a good Sunday. It's almost about 11:30 here on Sunday in rainy Seattle today, but that's absolutely okay. So again, thanks everyone. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.